quia fecit mihi magna, qui potens est. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Many of you know that June is my favorite month of the year because of the glorious, solemn celebrations that occur in the sacred liturgy every June, especially the first-class solemnities of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, of the birth and nativity of St. John the Baptist, the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, and most of the time, the first-class solemnity of Corpus Christi. Now, my second favorite month after June is the month of August. There are some beautiful feast days this month, including six for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Can you name them all? I'll give you a holy card. We have August the 5th, which was the dedication of the Basilica Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome, and the veneration of the great relic there painted by St. Luke, the Salus Populi Romani. We had 2 days ago, on the 13th of August, we celebrated our Blessed Virgin Mary under the title, The Refuge of Sinners. 1 week from today, on the 22nd of August, the octave day of the Assumption, we'll celebrate that absolutely stunning feast back here in this church for the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Oh, so beautiful. Then we have the Saturday after the feast of St. Augustine, which is the feast of Our Lady of All Consolation. And then the last Saturday in August, if there is one, we have an honor for our Blessed Virgin Mary under the title, The Health of the Sick. And then, right in the heart of August, pun intended, right in the heart of August, is today, August 15th, the solemn solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, soul and body, into heavenly glory. Now, with six feasts of our Blessed Mother this month, there are five feasts of our Blessed Mother next month in September. Some people say to me, boy, you're spending too much time on Mary. You Catholics are spending all of this emphasis on Mary. It seems like you worship Mary. And of course, you know, we never, ever, ever, ever worship Mary. Just like on Mother's Day in May, we honor our mothers. We never worship our mothers. That would be a sin against the first commandment, that there shall be no other gods besides me. But we must honor our mothers because commandment 4 says, honor thy mother. And so, just like on Mother's Day in May, when we honor our mothers, so too, we honor our Heavenly Mother Mary with the highest honor. As St. Thomas Aquinas says, with hyperdulia, with the highest honor. But today's solemnity, like all Marian solemnities, is not just about honoring Mary. You know that every time that I announce a Marian holy day of obligation, you hear me say something like this. Holy Mother Church is asking us to attend Mass to praise, worship, and adore Jesus for the great things he does for his mom. Let me repeat, that's the purpose of every Marian holy day. We are here to praise and to worship, to adore and to thank Jesus for the great things he has done for his mom. Mary herself says it in her great canticle, the Magnificat. She says, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, because he who is powerful has done great things to me. It's God, not Mary. It's the all-powerful God who does what is great to Mary. She isn't doing it through her own power. She's not doing it through her smashingly good looks. She's not doing it through her absolute brilliance. She's not doing it through her own good works and hard effort. She is a recipient of the fullness of God's grace. The Almighty has done great things for her. It was God who made her immaculate from the first moment of her conception. It was God's idea to call her to the two greatest vocations on the planet, consecrated virginity and motherhood. It was God who called her to be his mother, allowing her to really conceive himself through the power of the Holy Spirit while leaving perfectly intact her virginity. And it is God who brings both her soul and body to the glory of heaven. Mary can't do it by her own power or by her own prayers. It's God who lifts up the lowly. Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, because he who is powerful has done great things to me. Yes, we come here today to honor Mary. We come here today to praise, bless, worship, adore, and thank Jesus for the great things he has done for his dear mother, for her immaculate conception, for her divine motherhood, for her perpetual virginity, and for her glorious assumption. And while we're at it, in an imitation of our dear mother, we come here to praise, worship, adore, and thank Jesus for the great things he's done for us. So many great things he has done for us. A superabundance of graces. Not because of our good works, not because of our good looks, not because of our absolute brilliant intelligence, but only because of the kindness of his mercy. For without Jesus, we can do absolutely nothing. And so let's keep our eyes fixed on Mom and where we're going. Like a child learning to walk for the first time, it's better if the child learning to walk isn't looking down at her feet, but looking up at Mom, just a few feet away. It's better if the child looks at Mom and where he's going. Isn't that what we prayed today in the beautiful collect for this feast? Concede quaesimus. Grant, we beg. I love that. Quaesimus, we beg. Concede, grant, we beg. Ut ad superna semper intenti, so that intent always on the things above. Super means above, right? So intent always on the things above, on the things of heaven. Ipsius glori meriamur esse consortes, meriamur, that we may merit, deserve, esse consortes, to be partakers, sharer, ipsius glorie, in her same glory. That's what I want. That's what I'm begging for today. To keep my eyes on Jesus, who's at the right hand of the Father. To keep my eyes on Mary, who's at the right hand of Jesus. To be always intent on the things of heaven. So that by God's grace, I too can share in Mary's glory one day, both soul and body. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.